Bruchim Habayim, welcome to part two of Haggadah Shel Pesach. I certainly hope that we're able tonight to get Pshatim as well. As we said last week, and we said it a number of times, the point from the Pshatim throughout the Haggadah will be that it enables us to say these Dvarim at our Seder, and hopefully it will generate conversation and bring about that we have a greater Emunah, a greater chizuk, and that we're zoicha to really bring about, to do something tangibly to bring about the Gula Shalema. The shir is sponsored the Zeicha Nishmas Uli, the Nishmas Rebecca Bas Serina, and Leon Ben Rachel, the Neshama Tahira Zalhabin, Lichtige Gan Eden. As we say every week, we're welcoming all those that are in the Heichel, all those that are listening now to the recording live, and all those that listen once it is sent out. And Baruch Hashem, there were many people who listened to the Haggadah, the first part. I certainly hope that's the way it is with the second part as well, and that we're inspired together with Haggadah Shel Pesach Part 2. The beginning tonight is going to be a little bit interesting in the sense that it's probably going to focus on some things regarding the years that we had our Shibud enslaved in Mitzrayim, perhaps things that we had never thought of. But in full disclosure, I'm mentioning from the beginning that the first part has multiple gematrias that are involved. Why am I sharing that with you? Some people like gematrias on one level, other people on a different level. However, all of the ones that we're about to say, they're really part of an entire flow, one process. And so although it's going to be multiple gematrias, really stay focused and follow. The truth is that some of this first part, much of this first part, was mentioned Shabbos morning in our pre-tefillah shir. And I didn't intend to repeat it now in Haggadah Shel Pesach Part 2, but it turned out that many people, obviously on Shabbos, no one was able to write it down or to record it, etc. So many, many people requested that they felt the concepts were so fundamental and so critically important that there was a large number of people that actually asked that, even though for some it will be repetition because, as I said, we said it on Shabbos, but that we say it again now this way here in the Heichler, those who will get the recording are able to listen and perhaps write it down. And I will make the same suggestion I said last week. I actually could tell you many people took me up on it. A number of people, when they listened to the Haggadah last week, part one, they took a Haggadah out, the one that they plan on using at the Seder, and they put the Pshatim, or at least the highlights, or footnotes, or different words, next to the comment in the Haggadah, so that they'll have it in the Haggadah. And as they go through the Seder, they'll be able to mention those Pshatim. These gematrias, quite detailed, but one flowing process, I would say similarly, put it in the Haggadah in the appropriate places to help us. I guess we should begin with how many years was the Shibud Mitzrayim? So according to one calculation, perhaps the most well-known calculation, our years of being enslaved in Mitzrayim was supposed to be 400, beginning with Leidas Yitzchak, the birth of Yitzchak. We were actually in only a bit more than half, 210 years. How many of those years exactly we were working as slaves? There are a number of explanations, but we were in 210 of the 400. And therefore, 210 is roiv. Roiv, in many things we say, ruboi kikuloi, that a majority is like all. And since 210, it's not for now, but a number of weeks ago we asked, if we're looking for a majority of 400, then why wouldn't 201 have sufficed? 201 is a majority of 400. Why did it have to be 210 for the majority? 201 would have been enough. And we answered that a number of weeks ago, but it is an extraordinary, extraordinary question that one should think about. Be it as it may, we were in for 210 years. For 210 of the 400, with the calculation being that we're starting from Leidas Yitzchak, the birth of Yitzchak, 210 is roiv. It happens to be, before we get to the gematrias that I mentioned already, there's an extraordinary, beautiful pshat from the Vilna Goyim, Zechusa Yagon Aleinu. Why were we in for 210, only a bit more than half of the 400? One well-known explanation that's given is that in the 210 years we were so enslaved And we were so driven to work so hard by the Mitzrayim that it was like, it was the equivalent of 400 years. In other words, in 210 years, we accomplished like one would have in 400 years. The Vilna Gaon says, you see this beautifully, because the Pasuk says, Vayimaru eschayehem. Vayimaru eschayehem means that our lives were embittered by the Mitzrayim. That would explain, since Vayimaru eschayehem, our lives were made so bitter, the 210 was as if it was 400 years of working. Says the Vilna Gaon, if you take a look at the trup, the notes, on top of Vayimaru eschayehem, the trump that one lanes is to the tune of Kadma v'Azla. Very good, beautiful. Kadma v'Azla. Now, besides that being a note, Kadma v'Azla means something. Kadma means lahagdim, to get up, to go out. Kadam early. V'Azla means to go out. Says the Vilna Gaon, Kadma v'Azla. We got up and we left Mitzrayim early. Why? Why Kadma v'Azla? Why did we get up and leave early? Because Vayimaru eschayehem. In those 210 years, the slavery was made so bitter that it was the equivalent of 400 years. So not only is Kadma v'Azla the note that we read, but Kadma v'Azla is the very definition that Kadma v'Azla, we got up and went out early, 190 years early. 190 years early. Why? Because Vayimaru eschayehem, we worked in 210, the equivalent of 400. The Vilna Gaon then adds, how many years did I say we left early? 190. The word Kadma is spelled Kuf Dalet Mem Aleph. That's the gematria of 145. The Azla has the gematria of 45. Add those two numbers together, 145 and 45, it's a total of 190. Says the Vilna Gaon, Kadma v'Azla. We got up and went out how many years early? 190. The precise exact gematria of Kadma v'Azla, 100. Meiridik, Meiridik, Pile, 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 playing from the Vilna Gaon. Kadma v'Azla, 190 years early, making it only 210 because of Vayimaru eschayehem. That wasn't even the gematrias that I was referring to when I said we have a whole flow and string of gematrias. Others calculate the years differently and said it actually started 30 years earlier from the Bris Bein HaBesorim. And the Bris Bein HaBesorim 30 years earlier would give our Shibud, or at least our being enslaved in Mitzrayim, a total of 430 years. Now, if it's 430 years, and this calculation that I'm sharing with you was brought down in the name of Rebbe Lozer ben Azariah, and Pirkei de Rebbe Lozer ben Azariah brings down exactly what we're saying now, that it wasn't 400, it started 30 years earlier from the Bris Bein HaBesorim, giving us a total of 430. One has to wonder, but if the correct number is 430, and we were only in for 210, that's less than half. Not only don't you have Rav, you don't even have half. Half would be 215. But you don't. You're missing 5 years. Rebbe Lozer ben Azariah in Pirkei de Rebbe Lozer makes a calculation that there was five additional years that have to be reckoned, and he makes a calculation. We're not going into it now in great detail, but basically it's the idea that there were 3 years of Menashe and 2 years of Ephraim, years that they necessarily didn't participate in the royalty. Pirkei de Rebbe Lozer makes the calculation. 5 years, three of Menashe and two of Ephraim, that are reckoned and calculated towards the Shibud, the slavery, making the number not 210, but 215. Suffice it to say that he brings down the Cheshbon, there are five additional years, making it 215. And therefore, that's Mechsa, that's exactly half. 430 is the calculation from the Bris Bein HaBesorim until we left. 210 plus the five that I just mentioned makes it 215. And according to this opinion, we didn't need Rav. Rav is a majority. Mechza was enough. Pirkei de Rebbe Lozer says, Hashem kaviyachol, he was meichel, and he forgave the other half, b'schus to avos hakdoshim. Ay, zechus avos, zechus avos. B'schus the Oves HaKadoshim Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Rebbeinu Shalom was Meichel, and he forgave the other half. So we were there for 215, the 210 plus the 5 I mentioned already twice, making it 215, which is a total of half of the 430. But that's okay that it was not Roiv. That's okay that it wasn't the majority, that it was only Mechza. Why? Because Mechza is half, and Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Meichel, the other half, i.e., the other 215 years, B'schus the Avos. I must tell you this Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, which is so extraordinary. Imagine discussing this at your Seder and all the conversation that it could generate vis-a-vis the years, Roiv and Mechza. This Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar was brought to my attention a few days ago by Rabbi Hamnick. Rabbi Hamnick here in our community shared with me this Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar just a few days ago. Perhaps it was before Shabbos, already a week ago. Rabbi Hamnick told me this Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, and then he added something so spectacular. This is where the Gematria really begins, and you'll see why it excited me so much, especially based on something we said in last week's shiur. After telling me the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that I just shared with you, Rabbi Hamnick said, perhaps you could see a raya, a hint and an allusion to this concept, that we were there for 215 years, and the other 215 years, the half, there was a mechila on in the merit of the Avos, the Zechus Avos. For if you take a look by Makas Bechiris, when there's a conversation between Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu, the word gam, gimel mem, gam has a number of meanings. We spoke about it a lot last week in terms of gam ani shamati. Remember what gam meant last week? Gam meant I also hear, because one yid listens to another, even though that first one is in personal pain. Gam represents noise ba'olim chaveroi, caring and sharing what a fellow yid is going through. So he pointed out to me that if you take a look by Makas Bechoreis, the word gam, gimel mem, is used 5 times. Meir v'Rabbi said the gematria of Gimel Mem is 43. Gam is 43. If it's mentioned by Yetzias Mitzrayim, by Makas Mechayr specifically, 5 times, take a look, Parshas Boy, the word Gam is used 5 times. Look at it the night of the Seder. Try to find it in the middle of Magid. 5 times 43 is exactly 215. That's a chiddush that Rabbi Hamnick came up with and he shared with me. I thought it was mamish oisik geveiloch. There was a mechila on half, on mechza, 215 years. Why? Because of schus avos? You find this indication because by Makos Becheres, by Yitzias Mitzrayim and Parshas Bay, it says the word gam, 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 5 times. The word gam we said is 43. 43 times 15, excuse me, times 5 is exactly 215. A reference to the 215 years, the half, that there was a mechila on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can go out, b'schus the Avos. Besides the fact that it's a magnificent pshat, I was very excited to hear that this came about from the word gam. Yes, last week we spoke out that gam indicates nisa b'olam chaveiro. We spoke out multiple pshatim, how one has to share and care. And even if a person is going through something personally, it does not absolve you. It does not exempt you from your obligation to care and to think about another yid. That's indicated in the word gam. This extraordinary word gam. But I think gam means something else as well. One of the easy ways to remember that the Shibud Mitzrayim was supposed to be 430 years, if you calculate starting from the Bishbein Abasarim, we know that there are 5 kaisais. Of course, we're familiar with the 4 that we drink and the 1 that we don't, kaisel Eliyahu. That's a total of 5. We have a kais 5 times, as indicated by the Lashonis of redemption, v'hitzesi, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti, and what's the 5th cup, the Kishel Elio, v'veisi, that we're going to be Bezos Hashem brought, and we were brought to Eretz Yisrael. 5 l'shoinus of Geula, v'itesi, v'italti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti, v'veisi, to go ahead and represent the 5 times we have a kais, the 4 that we drink, and the kais shel Eliyahu. Interesting, the word kais is Bigamatria 86. Kais is exactly Chavav Samach, 86. And how many kaisers did we say we have the night of the Seder, including kaisel aleo? Five. 5 times 86 is exactly 430. So the 430 years, of which we only had the 215 for the reasons that we mentioned, is indicated by the fact that we have a kais 5 times, and kais we said is 86. It's impeccable. It's exact. Kais is 86. And what's 86 times 5? Exactly 430, indicating the 430 total years until we were eventually redeemed. Kais, 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 kais. Kais times 5 is 430. But it was only 215, as we said, gam times 5. So it's interesting. Kais is 86. Half of the kais is 43, which is gam. You know, there's a well-known expression in English. How do you view the cup? As half full or as half empty? And I don't mean it as a cliche because we're talking about a kais over here. I think this speaks volumes about the theme of the night of the Seder. Believing. Emuna. One can have emuna. One focuses on their belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anachnu Maminim B'nei Maminim, by staying positive. As we say in Shir HaMalos, Hayinu Semechim, you take a look in the, towards the end of the Magid, we speak about going Miyagayin L'Simcha, Me'evel L'Yayim Tov, U'me'afel L'Argadol. How do we do all that? How do we go from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high? We're going from grief to joy? From mourning to festivity? From darkness to great light? How does that happen? Because we have emuna. Anachnu aminim b'nei maminim. That emuna comes from trying to remain positive. And although it's an expression in English, I believe this is so true regarding the night of the Seder. When you drink that kais, are you viewing it as half full or half empty? The one who's pessimistic and the one who's negative and the one who can't seem to get past Yiyush, and it's not so easy, but that is viewing it as half empty. But if you're willing to view it as half full, and if you're willing to see it in a positive, vivacious, believable way that it is, half full and not half empty, then you indeed go, as we said a moment ago, may Avel, and to the Yomtif, and to the Simcha, and to the Argadol. Is it half full, or is it half empty? The 5 times you have the kais, ask yourself, this kais, to me, is it gam? How interesting is it that kais is 86 and gam is 43 to teach you that lesson? Gam is half of kais. Are you viewing it as half full or half empty? You want to see something extraordinary? Time doesn't allow us to give many examples because there's so much to cover in the next 20 minutes. However, just one beautiful example. When we think of a kapitel tehillim that represents the gratefulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how thankful we are for everything that we have. What's the number one kapitel that comes to many minds? Mizmor L'Saida. We say it every morning in the Shachris, right before the Yichavoyin after Haidu, if you have an Ashkenaz. That's where it's found. Mizmor L'Saida, Mizmor L'Saida. That powerful kapitel in Tehillim, which speaks about how grateful we have to be, how thankful we have to be, how much goodness is bestowed upon us. Mizmor L'Saida. Rabbi, say, you know how many words are in that kapitel? Do you know how many words are in that kapitel? Precisely 43. Precisely the value of gam. Because it's teaching us, don't view it as half empty, view it as half full. Mizmor L'Saida's 43 words, it's the exact gematria of gam, half of kais, to say, don't view the kais as half empty. View it gam, gam, gam. That 43 is half full, hence there are 43 words in the kapitel of Mizmor L'Saida. And I repeat, as I said a moment ago, when we will try, through trials, tribulations, vicissitudes in life, to still have the gam, that ability to believe, the joy, the happiness, the belief, and not letting Giyush set in because I know it's half full, it's not half empty. That's why I appreciated the early gematria so much that it came out to 215 times. Rabbi Hamnick shared from where? From gam times 5.
besides the fact that it's a fabulous gematria, I appreciated the fact that it was based on the word gam, because gam is such an integral part of the night of the Seder. Gam is half of kais, and it's to teach you view it as half full, not half empty, to appreciate, to be thankful, to believe, not to despair. And by the way, it doesn't always come so easy. That's night of the Seder. We work on it. We work on it. We work on it. Let's work on it together. Mizmor L'Seder, 43 words. Because gam is the belief, the emuna, staying positive, that we will, be'ezras Hashem, see the yomtiv, the cheirus, and the argodol. I'd like to take this concept, though, one step further. This entire idea we mentioned is based and predicated on the fact that gam is half of kais. Gam is 43, kais is 86, and you have to be positive and look at things as half full, not half empty. Where does this idea stem from? This idea that you should view the half this way and not that way, where does that idea come from? I believe it's based on a well-known Gemara. The Gemara speaks about a conversation that ends up between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Yitzchak. And the Gemara ends up saying, Palgi alai, Palgi aloch. Without going into detail in the Gemara, the essential pshat of the Gemara, Palgi alai, Palgi aloch, means half is on me and half is on you. That's really where this concept of half starts from. This whole idea of Gam being half of Kais, 43 and 86, and how to view it, and to remain positive, is based on this Gemara, Palgi alai, Palgi aloch, half on me and half on you. And the Gemara over there is referring to is the idea that essentially the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I will take care of the milchama so that there will be a fulfillment of lo yilmadu oid milchama, there won't be any more war. Could you imagine a kiyum of that bracha? We should say amen hearing those words. But the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Palgi aloch, you have to take care of half. What's the half you have to take care of? Se'or Shebe'isa. Se'or Shebe'isa is a reference to Chometz, which is, of course, a reference to the Yetzirah. The more we work on the Yetzirah, the more we work on our half, the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of his half of Lo Yimadu Ad Mechama. I hope the Olam appreciated the profundity of that explanation in the Gemara. We take care of our half. The Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of his half. We work on the Se'or Shebe'isa, the Chometz, the Yetzahara, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will fulfill the Ezras Hashem, Lo Yilmadu Oid Milchama. This is where we see the concept of half is on me and half is on you. But it's interesting that it's from Yitzchak. Why Yitzchak? Why from the three Avos is this conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam specifically with Yitzchak? Perhaps the explanation might be based on a maral. We have the night of the Seder, three matzos in the center of our table, top, middle, bottom. The top one is Avram Avinu, the middle one is Yitzchak, and the bottom one is Yaakov. Which matzah do we break in half? The matzah of Yitzchak. The matzah of Yitzchak, the middle matzah, is the one that's broken in half, which represents the Gemara of Palgi Alai and Palgi Alai. Now, I know, of course, that the English translation is put away the larger half and have the smaller half, and there's no such thing as a larger and smaller half. That's impossible. If it's larger, it's not a half. But the term that we always use is that middle matzah is broken in two. It's broken in half. Why? That's the matzah of Yitzchak. The middle matzah is the matzah of Yitzchak. And that matzah is broken in two. It's broken in half. Representing that Gemara, the conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yitzchak, Palgi Alai and Palgi Aloch, half is on me and half is on you. And that's why it's the matzah of Yitzchak that's broken in half. What does Yitzchak represent? Besides Yitzchak being one of the Gimel Avos, perhaps we could say one of the most central ideas to the Seder is the Dalet Banim. The Arba Banim, the Chacham, the Rosh, the Talmud, Sheina Yedei Lishol. Each one is to be reckoned with, and each one is a ben. There's the ben who's the chacham, the ben who's the rasha. In fact, I remember once hearing a pshat that might have been from Reb Nissen Alpert, that don't only view it as four separate sons, but sometimes within one child, there's all four. Because sometimes a child may bring us tremendous joy. Sometimes a child may disappoint us somewhat. Sometimes there may be tendencies throughout the life, throughout Sargid Albanim, within one child, or within each child, moments of each of the four. I believe that's from Abrisson Alper, where he says that sometimes we have within each one of the children a chelek of the four at different occasions of life. Rabbi Isai, there are four bonim. What's the gematria of the word ben? 52. But there's four of them. 52 times four is 208. Yitzchak, Yud, Tzadi, Cheskuf is exactly 208. Because that's the matzah we're dealing with. That's the matzah we're working with and that we break in half to fulfill Palgi Alai, Palgi Aloch. The gematria of Yitzchak is exactly 208. Because in 208 I have Ben. Ben is 52. There's Dalet Bonim, 52 times 4 is 208. The exact gematria of Yitzchak. That's the one that we break. That's the one that we work with. That's the one that we are mispalo. We're going to work on the Yetzirah, the Sarsha, the Itza, to be better today than yesterday, and tomorrow than today. And the Rebbe Nishon says, I'll do my half of removing the war so there's a fulfillment of Lo Yilmadu Oid Mochama. That's the matzah of Yitzchak, the gematria of which is 208. And that's Ben times four because there are Dalet Bonim. I share this with you to show you. That's why moments ago when we spoke about Kais and Gam, one being 86 and the other being 43, and we asked, how do you view situations in life? With negativity or being positive? Half empty or half full? This idea of half going in either direction is based on the Gemara. Which Gemara? Palgi Alai, Palgi Aloch. And that brings us to the middle matzah, which is broken in half, the matzah of Yitzchak, which is 208, which represents working with, caring for, and being there for the Dalet Bonim. But perhaps the best part is yet to come. But before I share that with you, let me mention to you something the Chassam Sofer says before I share the final part of the Gematria, to tie perhaps all of them together, this idea of Yitzchak, 208, the Dalet Bonim. The word kineged literally means that we're speaking concerning these four sons. The Chassam Sofer says something else. The Chassam Sofer says the word kineged means according to. Listen to this tremendous pshat from the Chassam Sofer, Zechus Yagad Aleinu. Kineged arba bonim dibra toira. According to the needs of each one, the Torah is speaking to you. So the Chassam Sofer translates the word kineged, not concerning or about, but according to the needs. And the Chassam Sofer explains that sometimes the need of how to adapt, the technique, Rabbi Isai, with which we speak to one of our children may not be what works for another child. One has to adapt the technique. One has to do the approach depending on that moment, that child, the needs with that particular situation. The Chassam Sofer explains this pshat based on a gemara in the beginning of Brachas Daf Vav Amud Beis, one of the most beautiful, powerful pshatim I've ever heard. The gemara in Brachas Daf Vav Amud Beis tells us, Kivan shenetzarach adam labriyos panav mishtameis kichrum. It's talking about somebody who needs other people. Nebach. Somebody who has to rely on other people. He needs other people for help. Sometimes it's so embarrassing that his face will change to resemble that of the exotic bird known as a krum, which means that his face is changing colors. As a result of needing to ask others for help, his face is changing colors. Listen to the words again. Kevon shenitztarech Adam Labrias, this person who needs others, he has to rely on others. Panav Mishtanais Kichrum, his face changes colors because sometimes it's a very embarrassing thing. Says the Chassam Sefer, maybe we could read the words and interpret it a bit differently. Don't view Shenitzarech Adam Labrias as someone who needs others. Maybe the Tzarech Adam Labrias means someone who's needed by others. Someone who's needed by others. People need us, Rabbi Sai. People need us. I mentioned earlier today when I was giving a different shiur, one of the greatest gifts you can give a person is validation. Everybody needs to feel validated. Every child needs to feel validated. Every person. We have to give that gift called validation. Says the Chassam Sofer. Don't interpret it to mean someone who needs others, but rather someone who is needed by others, someone who is needed by other people. Other people rely on you. They count on you. They need you. What should that person do? The answer is, Panav Mishtanais, change your face, meaning to say, you constantly have to adapt to the various needs. You constantly have to shift the technique and the approach. What a novel way of understanding that Gemara. Nitzarech Adam Labrias is not talking about the person who needs others, but you're needed by others. You are needed by others. Other people need you. They rely on you. They're counting on you. They count on you to validate them, to recognize them, to acknowledge them, to show them love. They need you. What's the successful way to do that, says the Chassam Sofer? Panav Mishtanais. You have to make sure that your face is changing, meaning that you're always adapting a various need. At this moment, this is the one I need to connect with, and this is the way it needs to be done. You're shifting according to the needs of your child. You're shifting according to the needs of the people that need you, so that each and every member feels comfortable with you, says the Chassam Sofer. Indeed, kineged arba abanim dibra Torah, according to the needs of each and every son, the Baal Haggadah and the Torah speaks. We know how true this pshat is on two levels. Number one, we should become somebody that's needed by other people. Other people need us for a kind word, for validation, for recognition, for love, for acknowledgement. How about just for a listening ear? Become somebody who's needed by others. And one does that successfully with the face that changes, meaning they're always assessing the particular situation. It's not a cookie cutter. Adapting to the needs of this child, this person, this individual at this moment. That's a sign of greatness. We need to daven for siyata dishmaya that we have the ability to do that. Kineged arba abonim, according to the needs of each child, according to the needs of each person, we should be zoicha, whether it's a different technique or a different approach. But we know how true this is. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the Dalet Banim. That's what we mentioned is represented with that matzah of Yitzchak that we break in half. The matzah of Yitzchak, which is 208, which represents Ben. Four sons. Very different. Kineged, I have to deal with each one according to their own needs. That's the idea of Yitzchak. And in conclusion, how could we circle back to Pal Gialai and Pal Gialoch? Rabbi say, how we wait for the day that this matzah should be whole again. How we wait for the day, may it happen this year, for that matzah of Yitzchak to be whole again. We spoke last week how the night of the Seder has so many correlations and tie-ins to the night of Tisha B'Av. How extraordinary is that? The most exalted night with the most funereal night, the night of Tisha B'Av. We gave in last week's shiur multiple ways to understand the tie-in between the two, but one thing is clear. There's no getting around. There is a strong tie-in between the night of the Seder and Tisha B'Av. And perhaps this is the way we could explain to conclude the shiur. Half is on me and half is on you. Let's conclude by tying in the night of the Seder with the night of Tisha B'Av. How we're waiting for that matzah to be whole again. When that matzah is whole again, Tisha B'Av is no longer a day of mourning. Kora alai moye, it's a day of rejoicing, b'chutzos Yerushalayim. Pesach is a time that we think about the Gula Shalema, the rebuilding of the third and everlasting Beis HaMikdash, so that Tisha B'Av does not have to be a night of mourning. We want to merit that Haftarah of Shabbos Nachamu. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. It could happen the night of the Seder. Note that the Navi tells us in Haftarah of Nachamu the word Nachamu twice. The word Nachamu, Nun, Ches, Mem, Vav, has the exact gematria of 104. But we say the word twice, Nachamu, Nachamu. 104 times 2 is 208. That's the Palgi Alai, Palgi Alok. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, you comfort me and give me the Nechama by taking care of the half of the Sa'ar Shebe'isa, the half of the Chometz, the half of the Yetzer. You work on that half. That will give me Nechama. And I'll do the half of lo yilmedu oid milchama, that there will no longer be any war. And that will bring you, Klal Yisrael, nechama. We give nechama, we get nechama. When the two halves of Yitzchak come together, nachamu, nachamu, ami. Nachamu is 104. We give nechama, we get nechama. Palgi alai, palgi aloch. 104 of Nachamu and 104 of Nachamu together is 208. That's when all of the Arba Banim come together. All are brought together to Avinu Sheba Shemayim, the Ben and the Ben and the Ben and the Ben. And that's when the Matz of Yitzchak is whole once again. We should talk a merit this year, for that Matzah to be Sholem again. For the Arba Bonim, each one to be approached with a technique that works, and to be Zeicha with Siyata Deshmaya to validate all in Klal Yisroel, and then be Zeicha to the greatest tie-in between the night of the Seder and Tisha B'Av, that the night of the Seder making the Matzah of Yitzchak whole again brings about Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami.